Questions 38 through 42 refer to the following talk about school policy.
First of all, I would like to explain the course policies to you. The class meets 3 times a week for 12 weeks. In addition to the weekly written assignments, there are reading materials which must be covered before the end of the term. The written projects must be handed in on certain days of the week, but you are free to complete your readings at any time during the week when they are assigned. Attendance in this class is taken at roll time. If you miss more than 5 class sessions, I will submit a written absence report to your advisor. If you must miss a class because you are ill or have an urgent matter to attend to, you need to inform me in order to avoid an unexcused absence. It is your responsibility to make up the work if you miss classes for any reason whatsoever. If you hand in your assignment after the due date, your grade will be lowered.
Question number 38. What is the main topic of this talk? Question number 39. When must the weekly readings be completed? Question number 40. What would the speaker do if students miss more than 5 classes? Question number 41. How can students avoid unexcused absences? Question number 42. Why should written work be turned in on time? Questions 43 through 46 refer to the following talk.
As most of you already know, a flu epidemic has invaded not only our city, but also the entire state. To decrease your chances of catching flu, you must have a clear understanding of how viral diseases spread. Flus are viral communicable diseases that spread from person to person through contact. Coughing and sneezing are the most common ways in which a virus travels from one person to another. When someone coughs or sneezes, the tiny droplets containing viruses are expelled into the air. If a person nearby breathes in these droplets, the virus travels from a sick person to a healthy one. After a virus invades a healthy cell, it multiplies rapidly and eventually damages or destroys the cell. If the number of contaminated cells is large, the person becomes ill. You should note that colds spread in the same fashion as viral diseases. Touching door and faucet handles, shaking hands, and sharing towels can easily help transmit contagious diseases. One more complication needs to be mentioned. Some people who carry the infectious organisms within their bodies do not show any symptoms and are not even aware of being contagious, but are nonetheless capable of transmitting viruses. Frequently, carriers of infection spread diseases unknowingly to themselves and others.
Question number 43. What is the main idea of this talk? Question number 44. What is the most common cause of flu transmission? Question number 45. How do colds spread? Question number 46. Who are the carriers of viral diseases? Questions 47 through 50 refer to the following talk about American values.
Did you know that we live in times of not only great technological but also social changes that affect our society daily? American cultural and social values are undergoing major modifications, as has been repeatedly pointed out in studies dealing with opinion research in the past 10 or 15 years. Unlike in the 1960s and 1970s, currently only 20% of the American public cites traditional values of hard work, family, and sacrifice as important to them. Polling firms throughout the country have found that leisure activities have come to occupy a prominent place in people's lives. As a result, time has already become and will continue to be a scarce and valuable commodity. Manufacturers of time-saving products and suppliers of services, such as fast food restaurants, prepared foods sold in stores, microwave ovens, disposable paper and fiber goods, fast-drying paints, and professional lawn services, have shown a remarkable gain in revenue. A drive for self-fulfillment is also now looked at as an intrinsic American cultural value, although it was not commonly discussed even 20 years ago. The public seems to display an unprecedented desire to spend money and effort on improving looks and feeling healthy, vigorous, and energetic. People's desire to satisfy personal creativity has given a boost to purchases of hobby products, weight-reducing services, and even whirlpool baths.
Question number 47. Who first noted a change in American social and cultural values? Question number 48. What does a speaker say has become a scarce commodity? Question number 49. What does the public seem to be willing to spend effort on? Question number 50. According to the speaker, why do people purchase hobby-related goods? Stop working on section 1.